What is the most common zodiac sign based on data? Do you know why some astrological signs are much more common than others and become the most common zodiac sign, especially falling into some specific months and years? Lala Zodiac has got the scoop on the most common zodiac signs running around out there by taking the average of U.S. government birth data between 1994 and 2014 from two data sources, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics and the Social Security Administration. And hey, guess what? You'll be surprised to find out which signs are the most common zodiac signs in this video. Leo, which is July 23rd to August 22nd. Leo season falls from July 23rd to August 22nd, which makes sense because many Leos were likely conceived during the winter months, which have shorter days and longer nights, especially in the cold Miss Western states. People have nothing to do when the temperature is cold outside and gets dark at 5 p.m. Instead, everyone prepares for the appearance of magical snows and gathers at home with their spouses to celebrate the holidays, especially Thanksgiving week. These reasons explain why Leo is the third most common zodiac sign of the astrological circle. It's so great because we're around countless warm and big-hearted energy. Like the sun that warms the whole planet, this zodiac sign is born to stand on top and shine. This sign craves the center of attention, which helps them bring joy and positive energy to those around them. With natural leadership skills, they are very vocal in the crowd and easily persuade others with their integrity. Leo not only has a robust and prideful appearance, but also Leo possesses a sincere and generous heart, incredibly loyal to their friends and loved ones. Virgo, August 23 to September 22nd. Do you think the increase in births in September is partly due to the soul of Christmas, when people spend more time with their mates at parties, especially drinking more alcohol, causing accidents with contraception, even simply not using it? Oh, that's right. The data shows that couples tend to get more sex on holidays, especially during those chilly winter months, which is a great time for some steamy moments with physical warmth and more cuddles. Simultaneously, our bodies may be biologically disposed to winter conceptions because of the higher quality of sperm in this season than in summer, especially due to shorter daylight exposure and time leading to women's receptivity, it is also higher. This reason is proved through the science community's various theories and published online in the National Library of Medicine in 2020. All these reasons are convincing evidence for the second most common zodiac sign, which is Virgo, who is conceived during the winter chill of December. With heaps of hardworking, detail-minded Virgos among us, it's easy to see why our world is so ordered and organized. They strongly focus on bettering the world through service orientation. There's no doubt that this thoughtful sign has made our societies kinder places and made sure we're all safe in its embrace. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. Leo should have been first in Lala Zodiac's ranking. However, astrologically, Cancer has 32 days, which is one day more than Leo, leading to Cancer becoming the champion of the chart. After the hottest summer days, couples tend to be more romantic at the beginning of autumn days with warm hugs and excitement about the upcoming festive activity. Thus, the more couples are together, the more Cancer babies are conceived. According to a study from the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology in 2013, an evolutionary theory may be playing a role in this trend. In ancient times, by conceiving during the fall and winter months, babies have a higher chance of survival and increasing a child's chances of thriving because summer is typically warmer and more food is available. Fascinatingly, this could explain why sperm tends to be stronger and healthier during the winter months. Within mother analysis of seasonal patterns in health at birth, research does show that babies born in summer fared better on two health aspects, physicality and mentality. This reason is related to why recent couples choose to give birth in the summer, because women are exposed to more vitamin D during their pregnancy. This leads to children born in July being likely to be taller and have bigger bones than other season-born children, especially having a sunny outlook and more positive thinking because sunlight is the key. So Cancer becomes the most common zodiac sign for decades. With the rule of the moon, Cancer is caring and nurturing. A water sign, this zodiac sign is sensitive and intuitive, which helps them have a keen eye and the ability to observe very well the changes in things and people around them, which is why they easily understand and empathize with the thoughts of people around them. Simultaneously with selflessness and giving to the core, they come into relationships with no hidden motives, never expecting anything in return, just the purest love from the bottom of their hearts. It's so lucky that we have so many Cancers around us. Their kindness and compassion embrace us with comfort and healing.